This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Certainly. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm. And it's always a pleasure to invite, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News to kick things off with us. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you doing? It's been a crazy day here in Washington.
Boy, no kidding. It's been a crazy day, right? I'm going to ask you this first. What was the reaction? It's probably pretty obvious to what's been going on in London.
Well, I think that, you know, people are very worried about two things. Number one, obviously what's going to happen to Theresa May given all this terrorism and what's going to happen to Brexit. And then secondly, how can they stop the terrorists?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. How can they stop the terrorists? That is the $9 billion question.
And also the terrorists, as you know, went to Paris. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, that's the best word. There's no, what else can we say about it? You're absolutely right.
Right.
Something that you said to me, and I thought this was interesting, on press briefings. What? None are being held tomorrow?
Yeah. So today, as somebody who deals with statistics at the White House found that there have only been 7 briefings in all of the month of May. I believe it was May they took a look at. Or maybe it's June. I'm not sure. But anyhow, they were 27 minutes. Some were as short as 10 minutes. There have been 2 briefings in the last week that have not been on camera or allowed audio recording. So there you have the White House completely controlling the press. Now, it's interesting. The CNN reporter, Jim Acosta, has said that the press people ought to boycott all the White House briefings. Well, unfortunately, they can't really do that because, of course, they're large networks, NBC, CNN, whatever, that tell their people that they have to be there. But if you're not going to have real press briefings, why be there? Even when they were doing daily briefings under Bush and Obama and Clinton, I used to tell everybody, if you want to cover the White House, don't go to the White House.
How apropos, don't go to the White House. Wow. I mean, it is
they
wild.
They always try to control the message, even if it's a press briefing. But to not have a press briefing and then to not see the presser, the briefer's reaction when questions are asked on camera is a whole new experience for me, and I've been covering the White House for 24 years.
Yeah, and so there was no, of course, there was no way to ask about Megyn Kelly's interview and Alex Jones knowing Trump.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, because you couldn't do it, so that's crazy.
And now there's rumor that Sean Spicer is going to be moved up to be communications director, and they're looking for somebody that can deal with the press. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well, Ellen, you should apply.
Exactly.
I like that.
It would be like you and me. I don't think they'd have either of us.
I don't think so either. All right. How about this? How about the guy, Warmbier, and the family? Not what did the family take him off life support? This North Korea situation was terrible.
Probably either stop doing an IV drip of a liquid or something, because clearly he was brain dead and maybe breathing on his own, but that's your brain stem. And so the question is, what did North Korea do to him? It wasn't that he took a pill. They could have somehow cut off his airway, and they may have put a bag over his head. They might have pressed on his carotid, and we can't see it. A year later, whatever they did, he clearly had brain damage and was never going to recover.
Yeah, wow. A terrible situation, obviously.
And now the situation is Donald Trump going to add sanctions?
Yep.
Is he going to make sure that the and also, can he write an executive order? There's some debate about this, as to whether Americans are not allowed to go to North Korea without written permission from the State Department. Now, there is some legal opinion saying that that can be the case, that he could issue an executive order. If he could, he probably will.
Yeah. The you know, speaking of that, you went to Cuba. What did you make of what happened with Cuba and reworking what Obama had done?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Chamber of Commerce is against what the president has done by cutting off Cuba. There's some discussion as to whether some of the competitive hotels, the Trump hotels, have something to do with this to cut off tourism. And then there's some people that say that they're just going to allow China and Europe to go in, and we're just going to be cut out for something that's 90 miles off the coast of the United States of America.
Yeah, wow. And then, of course, everybody's wondering about the health care bill. I was just talking about that the other day.
Well, that's right. So the question about the health care bill is whether there's going to be any kind of health care bill that really comes through, because there's some debate in the Republican Party. And the other issue about this health care bill is whether they're going to extend. Usually they take most of August off in a non-election year, even certainly during an election year. And the question is whether they're going to take that time off again.
Yeah, wow.
And whether
so much happening.
To try and get a health. There's always something happening these days. Never a dull moment.
I love it. All right, Ellen Ratter, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was interesting. Good stuff from Ellen. She has covered, as she said, Washington for a very long time and has not seen anything like some of what we're seeing right now. So it's interesting what ends up happening with healthcare. I know I say this all the time on this show. What's in your wallet? What's in my wallet? Pick out that little piece of paper. Maybe it's a laminated card. And when you need it, you're going to have to know what kind of coverage you're going to get. And this affects every single one of us. I don't care what you're making. I don't care what your situation is, whether you have kids, you know, whatever it is. It affects all of us. So we have to care, right? We care. If there's anything we care about, I believe it's what happens to us health-wise, and it's when you need it, that's when it becomes scary for people, for so many of us who don't even realize what's covered, what's not, especially if you've been lucky and been particularly healthy. I believe that it's a much better way to go when there's more conversation about it. So, in other words, not the rush to the vote, I think, is better. So if there are more committees that are actually meeting on more specifics of what was sticky in everybody's craw with pre-existing conditions or whatnot, I think that's better in the long run for everybody. If the Republicans can make a bill that's more palatable to some in the Democratic Party, that's much better off. If there is bipartisan support, of course, and maybe I'm daydreaming and maybe unicorns will fly by my window as I'm speaking to you out of these plush studios, but I'll tell you what, I always have hope. There's a little bit of this optimism that still definitely rages through me, for sure. And I would love to see something that's better, something that works, something that can be reworked more quickly, I guess. That was the big thing about the last health care bill. What we heard in the beginning was, don't worry, yes, it's not perfect, but we'll rework some of the elements of it. And it really didn't get reworked. And that was a huge part of that problem, for sure. All right, stay with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way. How about these planes? Can you imagine planes crippled because of the heat? Where did that happen? I got you covered on that next on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
To keep me off of an aircraft. You don't have to chase me away from a gate by saying it's just too darn hot. 20 American Airlines flights out of Sky Harbor International Airport, you know where that is? Phoenix, have been canceled, they say, because the weather forecast is predicting 120 degrees for Tuesday. They just say there's no way. They're not going to do it. They're not going to take those planes off. Extreme temps, of course, hamper a plane's ability to get off the ground. The higher the temperatures rise, the more speed the plane needs to take off. Runways may not be long enough to accommodate the extra need for the speed. Get it? So Airbus, Boeing, they have bigger engines, but some of those regional flights they can't handle. So with flight changes, Americans said they would be free of charge, but customers are stuck, right? So that's the problem. Are you stuck and you have to be somewhere else? But listen, they wouldn't have to tell me twice the reason why I couldn't fly, because we're not sure the flight will actually take off. Again, I will stay at the gate and figure something else out. It's just something you don't think about. But it's true. It's oppressive what that heat is in Phoenix, and I've been there several times last year. And it was oppressive. That is for sure. If you do get anything done in Phoenix, it has to be done between the hours of 5 a.m. and 6 when it's 120. Talk about productive people in the early morning hours. That's where you find them. If they get up early, they are getting up real, real early. Let's put it that way. Okay, since we zig and zag in a couple of different directions in that one, and you know, there's something that's buzzing. If any of you are doing any kind of business in Phoenix, or maybe you're listening to me in Phoenix, I know we do have some listeners there, then you totally can relate to what I was just saying. The aftermath of the London attack, the suspect identified, arrested, of course, and the van smashing into the group of people. They say by right-wing extremists, the Paris attack driver had explosives and a rifle but was flagged for extremism. Oh, boy. And the Champs-Élysées, the driver had all that and was ready to go. So this suspect tried to attack security Monday afternoon. He rammed his car into a police van. He had all that stuff. He was raring to do it. The attacker, of course, died after the incident. The French Interior Minister said that the guy was a 31-year-old man from a Paris suburb. He was burned after his car exploded when he deliberately crashed it. The police van caught fire, but it was contained. And then they found all the goodies inside, and the goodies meaning the things that would just rip apart people's lives. So, boy, is it constantly under siege is Paris. And one of the most beautiful places you could ever want to go, and now one of the scariest places you could ever want to go, so it seems. And it's just like what's going on with, you know, London, and you see this, and I think, I pity the people, you know, and I wonder why. I just was noticing this the other day, and now I get the correlation. There's incredibly cheap flights. I'm not saying every airline, but incredibly cheap flights to Paris and to London have suddenly popped up. And maybe it's because some people are rethinking that, unless it's business or they think, yeah, what are the odds of this happening? It feels like the odds are changing, doesn't it? Day by day. So luckily, this attacker was thwarted. He didn't have a criminal record, but he had been on the watch list since 2015 because of ties to radical, you got it, the radical Islamist movement. So they're opening an investigation to find out what they can find out about more specifics of the ties that he had. And, you know, there was a State Department that tweeted out, we encourage U.S. citizens in Paris to advise family members in the U.S. of your safety and follow advice of the French authorities. Boy, that doesn't make you feel really good about your trip to the Louvre or to the Eiffel Tower or any number of areas that you would go and visit in Paris, right? I mean, France, let's face it, has been under a state of emergency anyway since November of 2015 because of all those attacks by Islamic extremists in Paris. And then this thing happens a day after a van mowed down several people leaving a mosque just after midnight. To reiterate, the casualties there, one person died, 10 people were injured. Jeez. Crazy. I mean, it is. We live in crazy times. And I don't like fear-mongering, definitely not, but there is a reason why you can get a cheap flight right now, because there are people who are backing off maybe a trip they would take, I think. I'm not saying everyone, but I think there's people that are thinking, do I really want to do that? Because I just happen to be in the wrong place, and these people who are ramming into people, you know, we've seen Americans and others get caught in the middle of this. Definitely. So what's interesting about what's happening court-wise, I haven't talked about the robes very much lately. Excuse me. But this is one that we talked about before on the show many, many times because it's been years, years. So when you run something up the flagpole to the Supreme Court, a lot of times it does take time, and it goes through so many different courts. Daniel Snyder, do you recognize the name? Maybe not. He is the Redskins owner. He said, excuse me, on Monday that he is thrilled about the Supreme Court's decision to strike down a federal trademark law banning names the government deems offensive. The court ruling came in a separate case brought by an Oregon-based Asian American band called the Slants, which had been denied a trademark because their name was considered disparaging. The court ruled Monday that the law is unconstitutional. So the decision has big impact on the Redskins' dispute with the same office, which, of course, is the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. They canceled numerous trademarks for the team, 3 years ago over allegations that the name is insulting to Native Americans. So what the Redskins lawyer said is the Supreme Court vindicated the team's position that the First Amendment blocks the government from denying or canceling a trademark registration based on the government's opinion. I think that ruling was right. Whether it's offensive or not, I understand, especially somebody who covered a few Indian tribes in my career when I lived in Albuquerque. The NFL didn't comment on it. What are they going to say? Certainly, there's no question that the Redskins are happy about that because they want to maintain the Washington Redskins. And see, here's the thing. It could get sticky and they're right about this. I'm sure there would be lots of names that would be offensive and probably really flat out wrong to use. And, you know, but here's the thing. My gosh, you know, there's so many people you could go after for that. And there has to be a line somewhere. And I think that case kind of shows that line, I guess. Now, it's interesting because Justice Alito, in the court's opinion, agreed, you know, with the band and said the commercial market is well stocked with merchandise that disparages prominent figures and groups. And the line, really, between non-commercial speech and commercial speech isn't very clear always, and the case pretty much illustrates it. If affixing the commercial label permits the suppression of any speech that may lead to political or social volatility, free speech would be endangered. So that's that. And that will change maybe the outcome of a few cases, because there are always lots of interesting challenges, I think, when it comes to intellectual property and specifically trademarks. Definitely. There are all kinds of challenges when it comes to that. And so this is just another one of those. But a big one, because the Redskins, who then announced they're thrilled with the trademark ruling, you know, that certainly is very, very, very big for that team that was being pummeled and challenged in all different directions. And the NFL, they just backed right out of that controversy now, because they want nothing to do with any kind of controversy there, realizing they're not going to win, because you're going to infuriate some fans and they're going to infuriate some Native Americans. And then on the other hand, you have the whole Redskins nation to contend with. So that was pretty a pretty interesting case that got some serious attention. And then you think of other teams, and sometimes they voted to change a mascot or change the name of a team, but they're not going to be forced to, or the challenges would go down, I think, pretty easily compared to what they would have before that Supreme Court ruling. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This thing on America Tonight, where we believe there's people actually paying attention to the newspapers. I have a lot of friends that are newspaper reporters, and actually they're not fake news people. They're not ridiculous. They're actually reporting the facts. They're good journalistic types of peeps, I gotta say. I'm proud of my little journalism tribe of friends. But you can clearly see there are certain headlines that make their way around the states. So if we picked up, for example, the Chicago Sun-Times, maybe got it online because a lot of their readership would grab it online. In Chicago, they seem to stick a lot with what's happening in Chicago more than anything else. And, of course, they do talk about national news. But always on the front page, it's about Chicago, 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 not a surprise. And the big headlines there, sadly, two teens accused in a school picnic shooting. They're considered a flight risk. Then you have Chicago Public Schools borrowed $275 million at sky-high interest. Well, that's lovely. Then you go down a little bit further, and you find that you find this one, that a fan sues the Bears over banning him from wearing Packers gear on the field. So you get into, there's a bunch of articles about shooting and killing and children being injured and terribly sad things. And that's a huge problem, obviously, in Chicago. And then you have the craziness of the story of the Bears fan, Russell Beckman, a Wisconsin native, apparently, and a longtime Bears season ticket holder, sued. He said, I'm suing you. If I can't wear my Packers gear when I'm a season ticket holder, then I'm going to sue you. So that's what happened. He has season tickets to the team's games, the Bears games, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying that the dress code, because the Bears have this thing, the Bears launched what they call the STH experience, which is short for season ticket holders experience, which is interesting because I'm about to do a big webinar about that. And what it's about, and they did this in 2014, the program offers points to season ticket holders that can be cashed in so they can be on Soldier Field turf before certain games and attend other exclusive events. But there's a catch. The fans have to be in Bears gear. Of course, it's the Chicago Bears. And during the 2014 and 2015 seasons, he went to a pre-game warm-up field experience decked out in the Packer stuff without any issue. Then he was doing the same thing last year, but 6 days before the game, he got an email with a list of rules, including one that said no opposing gear will be allowed. After exchanging emails, he knew he wouldn't get in. He wore his Packer jersey. He did anyway, and he wasn't let on the field. So he appealed to the commissioner, but didn't get any reply. Then he decided to file a lawsuit. He's not really this is what's interesting. He's not asking for money. He wants the Bears and the NFL to allow fans to wear what they want in the fan experience. And this is interesting because this could, and it is a real lawsuit. This could affect fans of other teams when they're trying to do, because that's whole part of the thing in trying to get people, because let's face it, they're ponying up, in many cases, some serious money. I mean, have you seen what season tickets cost? It's not a cheap, you know, it's not a cheap investment to get season tickets by any means. And so, you know, he's a season ticket holder. So you think about that. And what do you do? You know, boy, they certainly, because they're going to have to pay lawyers' costs, they certainly could not have wanted the Bears to have to be in a lawsuit with this guy. But at the same time, the Chicago Bears, could they hate a team more than the Packers? And, of course, the answer is no. That's their nemesis. That's their nemesis. So I think the fan wins, though, because he's a season ticket holder. I don't know how would they decide on this, because it's their team, and they, so seemingly, I guess, you know, they could set the rules, but at the same time, boy, there's something about that's in your face, isn't it? I think that's really in your face. And for some people, that would be sacrilegious to do that. Seriously, to parade around in your face with another uniform. I'm trying to think of what would be equal to that. Maybe with the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Washington Redskins, but probably the Philadelphia Eagles more than any others. So I'll be curious, and the reason I bring this up is, I say, what's happening in your backyard, what's interesting convo, and this is interesting convo, I have to say, absolutely. All right, let's move to another newspaper of record, the New York Times. What is the New York Times talking about? The New York Times talked about a story that I just talked about, free speech at the Supreme Court and the ruling. They're also talking about how health care got to be such a mess, politics. They also talk about the Democrats are going to try to run out the clock on the Republican health bill, and they say they've got a few arrows in their quiver to just keep trying to push this. And I mean, do the Republicans have the votes to pass it? That's the other question. And as I said, you know, ultimately they have to have the votes. So wouldn't it be great if it was bipartisan? But the Democrats are going to just slow this down. So that's kind of their thing. They want to see it go slower because they want a showdown vote before they leave town at the end of the week. And the Democrats fear that the Republicans are going to unveil a bill that would have sweeping effects on health care, that's what they're saying, within days and try to pass it with a limited debate. So, because you got to start thinking about the 4th of July. If the Republicans don't have a vote before the 4th of July, Democrats think the pressure over the recess will weaken support, then lawmakers would have just 3 weeks to pass a Senate bill and work out differences with the House before the August recess, which is a pretty big one. So will they relent and get this through or no? It seems like it's going slower to me. I don't know if this goes through before all that happens. The Republicans are working on their bill. Insurers around the country are announcing their intentions for 2018 because we're really at that point. And whether they're going to offer plans or not, state plans especially. So this is big. I said it at the top. You care about your health care when you need your health care. If it's just something little here or there, it's not quite the same thing. If something traumatic happens to your health, then it is a big deal. And then you know exactly what your neighbors and friends and others are talking about when they're saying they can't believe X, Y, and Z wasn't covered and they had no idea, because you hear that over and over again. So keep an eye on that clock. I think in one way it was smart for the Republicans to slow it down, but maybe now it's going to be a little bit of giddy up. I said that before, that working on it and trying to get bipartisan support was smarter than trying to ram it in and it's not correct. But now, if you think of the time, it might be harder if it's not done before that break. Could be harder. Definitely. So that was the New York Times talking about some of those things in the very top part of the paper, what they call above the fold. Let's say that, above the fold. And that's what people look at first, whatever comes up there. In the meantime, if we kind of dove in a different direction, and we went all the way to the West Coast, here's what they're talking about on the West Coast. They're talking about North Korea. They're saying a shopping trip leads to a scuffle between North Koreans and the Homeland Security officials in New York. And then they piggyback that with what happened in North Korea. They also had a story about guns killing 1,300 children in the U.S. every year and sending thousands to the hospital. They also had a story about the Clippers introducing Jerry West as a team consultant. West was a superstar Laker, and then he worked in the Warriors organization, and of course now he is with the Clippers. They also had a story, because you have a terrible drought in California, about an 850-acre fire that a lot of firefighters are trying to put out. Ooh, the fires there can be brutal, and it's near a popular area, Big Bear. Stay with us. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count here on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Why? Because numbers are everywhere. I like it when people say, I'm not good at math. I hate math. I was terrible at math. Everything's about the math, isn't it? These days especially. How about this? I mentioned it before, but in case you missed it, I didn't give you the number. 50 flights canceled because of the heat wave in Arizona. Yep. Can't get those planes up. It's dangerous in the Southwest. There's probably some others that will be canceled, not just in Phoenix. I mean, in Sacramento, they had 106 over the weekend. That's crazy. Las Vegas gets hot. I used to live in Vegas. And that's why you go into those casinos and it is freezing. Because you're basically melting otherwise. And, you know, hot cars are a huge problem for people, because what do they feel like once you get into the cars or you stay in the cars and, you know, et cetera? The heat is crazy. The heat index just goes sky high. But in Phoenix, they couldn't take any chances with American flights because they wouldn't have enough runway. And why would you take any chances? You got to cancel the flights. That's what you got to do. Mother Nature throws a curveball, and you just have to respond, I think, to that. How about this? This is a big, bad story. Republican firm leaked some information on 200 million voters. Ooh, that's not good. Whenever you hear the word leaked voters, meaning people, and 200 million, that doesn't feel right. So personal information, of course, was accidentally exposed online because of an improperly configured security setting. That was according to the security. The leaked info, compiled by Republican data from Deep Root Analytics, rather, and two other Republican contractors, included names, birth dates, addresses, voter registration details, and social media posts. They discovered the open database of 198 million voters on June 12th. It was secured on the 14th. Let's put that in some context for you. It was just the other week when Politico said that the United States had a little more than 200 million voters. So think about that. Oh, that's not good. The Republican National Committee released a statement saying they stopped further work with Deep Root pending the conclusion of their investigation into security procedures. I mean, that doesn't help the people whose information was leaked out there. Who knows where it is? And who knows how long it was exposed before that? Brutal. I mean, we're all ticking time bombs when it comes to cybersecurity, and certainly we've had people on the show recently in our Forbes segment, some top people in the country doing cybersecurity work, their firm saying, yeah, it's a bigger deal than even most companies recognize, because what can be stolen from you? And once it's out there, it's out there. Always a big deal when somebody connected to the White House at the higher levels gets a puppy, isn't it? Everybody always talks about puppies and animals. I mean, I guess they could talk about cats, too, but it always seems to be the dogs. So Mike Pence, last cat, one of the family pets, Oreo, apparently died. So, and that happened like, I don't know, less than two weeks ago. So they still have one cat that's alive, but they decided, you know what, we've got to get a dog. So over the weekend, they got a puppy named Hartley, an Australian Shepherd. So how about that? So for Father's Day, the VP got a puppy. And it makes the news because we always talk about the canines connected to the White House. And it is always a big deal, right? Al Gore had a couple of puppies. Of course, does everyone remember George H.W. Bush and the golden cocker spaniel they had? That dog certainly made a lot of news. I mean, really, across the board. The Obamas, when they got a puppy, that made big news. Ugh. We long for those softer sides sometimes, don't we? I think so. Okay, so let's move on to another one. By the way, now they've got, let's see, one, two, three animals, because they have a rabbit, too. So they have a rabbit, a cat, and now this dog. So there's your big number, three. Yep. Tom Brady made a big announcement you might have missed. The Patriots quarterback said he has a dream of where he'd like to play. Any guesses as to where that dream place is? If you were thinking China, ding, ding, ding. He was saying that over the weekend. He was doing a promotional trip for Under Armour, and he was in China. He said his dream is to play a game in that country. He said, we had an opportunity, here's your number, 10 years ago, but my team was, you know, that my team was going to play here, and unfortunately it didn't work out. I hope we do play some more games here. He was visiting China for the first time. He's also going to make an appearance in Japan as well. And he was right about that. The Patriots nearly played a preseason game against the Seahawks in China in 2007, but that game was later canceled. The NFL has only played regular season international games in England and Mexico. We've heard that there is a chance that the NFL will play a regular season game in China. Not scheduled, as far as we know, at this point, not for 2018 anyway, so I suppose it would have to be the next season, 2018, 2019, if in fact that happens. It would be well attended, I'm certain of it. I mentioned in a previous show that we will, I think, eventually see a team in London. I think we're going to see a team in London. Walmart, which is gobbling up all kinds of companies here and there, is buying Bonobos for $310 million. It's they're going to pay cash. It's an internet clothing brand. But I think it's really Bonobos. His clothing won't be sold on Walmart's website or stores. It's going to be on Jet.com, the online marketplace Walmart recently bought for $3 billion. We had Liza Landsman on our Forbes segment, who was the CEO of Jet.com. Isn't that interesting? So their strategy is starting to take place. Walmart's e-commerce sales grew by 63% last quarter, although most of that growth came from Walmart's flagship website. So now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to move into different digitally native, they call them, vertical brands. And that's one of them. So yet another company. The $3.3 billion, that conversation with Liza Landsman was something, I'll tell you. Because, you know, she built something, they built something, and it just took off like a shot. And it was quite easy for Walmart to say, you know what, this totally makes sense for us. And, of course, that's what they did. They jumped in and snapped it up. Elizabeth Warren is on the war path, not about anything in particular about Congress, but she wants the Wells Fargo board wiped out, she says. She's so livid with Wells Fargo that she's demanding the government take the dramatic step of throwing out most of the board of directors. Because Wells Fargo, of course, acknowledged firing 5,300 workers for creating 2 million fake accounts. She says the Federal Reserve has to hold Wells Fargo's board members accountable for their risk management failures. I don't think they're going to have to pack their bags just yet, though. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.